Greetings, everybody. This is James Gillen with the SETI Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio. Again, we're out all over the network. We're on X, Rumble, Truth Social. We post there. Well, sometimes YouTube. You know, they're still doing a little takedowns there. So sometimes they don't post there. But anyway, just type in SETI Stargate or James Gillen, and you'll be able to find us. And share these with others, because especially this next one, this next show is going to be a mind blower, because we're going to release some information that some of you might know, already know, but we're going to tie it all together so it all makes sense. And so anyway, we're going to kind of call this the I Told You So podcast, because I wrote about these events in 1980 that are happening now. And they're in my books, in Reunion with Swords and Becoming Gods and The Ultimate Soul Journey and Anunnaki Return, and they're all there. So check them out. Go to SETI.org and you can check them out, and all this information is in there. So anyway, I've never been political, and I've always felt in the past the right wing and the left wing are the same bird. So almost all of your agencies were either weaponized or acting in complete opposite of their mandates. And some don't even have a mandate and are enforcing rules and regulations unlawfully, with no jurisdiction as established in the same in the recent the Supreme Court. A lot of cases that are basically the same keep coming up over and over again. And so we've spoken about this, as far back as the early 80s, and everything has gotten worse. I mean, it was beginning then, and it just kept getting worse. So looking at this, as an impartial observer, people are very upset with Trump and Doge for doing what he promised to do. A mandate by the majority of the people demonstrated in the last election. He promised to end the corruption, drain the swamp, and eliminate the deep state, returning the power back to the people. And he now has probably over 75 to 85% approval rating on his job so far. So the highest ranking Democrats are about 4% approval ratings, I think. Obama and Ocasio's got together have a 4% approval rating. So the collective approval rating is around 21%, makes you want to do that little loser thing, but I won't do that. Anyway, considering the approval ratings and overwhelming mandate given by the American people, how is what Trump and Doge is doing not the will of the people and democratic? I think reason this, so many people have been socially engineered to automatically go where their handlers tell them. But they don't stop and look at what they're doing and reuse just base common sense. So what we're finding is the people screaming unfair the loudest are the most corrupt, and many misappropriating millions, if not billions, into their own NGOs and offshore accounts on their way out. This includes the war in Ukraine, a giant slush fund for crooked politicians. So let's look at the kickbacks to politicians, which proves my point. Let's show that list. All right, so now let's get into the assassinations and false flags. Let's begin with the Kennedy assassination. There were multiple shooters with multiple reasons why they wanted him killed, and the assassination covered up. So the Bay of Pigs incident, where Kennedy refused to bomb Cuba to back the CIA-led coup, going up against the oil companies to pay taxes on their equipment. Here's number three, exposing the global elite's plan for world dominance and rule through secret societies. That was a big one. And number four, threatening to expose the UFO cover-up. He was going to blow the whistle on all this stuff, Area 51, everything going on. And bring that information out. Number five, exposing the attack on the U.S. Liberty, a joint CIA-Mossad operation where they attacked the Liberty and blamed it on Egypt to do the bidding of Israel in its war against Egypt. And also Kennedy's resistance to allowing Israel to have a nuclear weapon. I mean, that's a couple biggies there. This was the beginning of other subsequent Middle Eastern wars. Did you know President Johnson actually refused to pick up the survivors of the Liberty attack? They wanted no witnesses. According to the released Documents, the Democrats, LBJ, Israeli intelligence, the CIA all played major roles in his assassination, which was carried out by the CIA. Legacy News is spewing the false narrative that the Kennedy assassination was done by a lone gunman, Oswald, despite the evidence. So here we go again. They're all trying to cover it up again, even though the evidence has been released. And anybody that's gone through the evidence has come to the same conclusion that I just gave you. So Martin Luther King assassination was due to his work putting an end to the racial divisions. The cabal thrive on keeping everybody divided. Their motto is keep them divided, sick, poor, and hungry. That way they can control the masses, So to this day, the cabal are funding the race and gender division programs in America, reimbursed by the NGOs using taxpayers' money. So we have a long history of leaders colluding with Israel. Most politicians have dual citizenship. This is the elephant in the room everyone is afraid to discuss. Discuss. Sorry. This is the one thing the CIA totally objected to concerning the release of the Kennedy papers. So the Israeli intelligence involvement, just like the Twin Towers, which is now common knowledge among researchers. So wait until the truth comes out about who was backing Epstein and who was blackmailing, who he was blackmailing, surfaces, and that list comes out. So the Timothy McVeigh Oklahoma bombing with multiple bombs and a vanishing man who delivered the Ryder truck are questions never answered. What was in those buildings? Why were they blown up? Were they housing criminal investigations into the Clintons, other high-profile people? Sure seemed that way, according to the real investigation. So anyway, the newscasters, if you were there during that thing, the newscasts were saying, there's multiple bombs. They're defusing other bombs. They found other bombs in the building. It wasn't just a Ryder truck and some lone driver, that blew up. That was involved in the Oklahoma bombing. So that's pretty crazy. So anyway, the Boston bomber and mysterious pipe bomber both have major unanswered questions. The Twin Towers, Building 7, all falling in their own footprint, were obviously controlled demolitions. The Twin Towers were triple insured by Silverstein, the owner. The Pentagon was obviously hit by a missile, not a plane. They had the cameras showed that. They showed the missile go through there. It wasn't a big lumbering plane that hit the Pentagon. Anyway, there were no debris in the beginning, no luggage, no bodies, no engines, wings, just a big hole in the offices where they were investigating the trillions of dollars unaccounted for. So anyway, they did find an engine there, but it wasn't, it was like the engine was for a missile, basically. It wasn't for a huge plane, which has several engines on it, at least four. Anyway, the debris was brought in later to, and proven earlier by photos and videos. So the earlier photos and videos, there was no debris there. There were no wings, no engines, no luggage, no people, no bodies, nothing. And so anyway, that came later. So we have to look at what are the common denominators and who has been behind all these events. Could they have been to start wars planned years in advance? General Wesley Clark, General Smedley, Butler, other high-level officials all went public saying all of these wars were all pre-planned far in advance. Osama bin Laden's family were in the business with the Bushes, heavily invested in the war industry, the Carlyle Group. He was from Afghanistan, so why did we go to war with Iraq? There were no weapons of mass destruction. Bush made a joke about it in total disgrace to all the veterans and innocent people killed or wounded in Iraq. Was the agenda with Dr. King, Bob Marley, a host of comedians, to kill the peacemakers? Those really in the know, were they becoming too popular? I mean, especially some of these comedians, they were just calling it out what was really going on. And, especially Carlin, was it George Carlin? I think it is. He was really good on that one. And all of a sudden, they all kind of died of the same thing. They all kind of got this pancreatic cancer. There's also heart attack weapons out there that they can use. So anyway, Was the Oklahoma bombing done to destroy incriminating evidence? What about the trillions of missing taxpayers' money at the Pentagon? Could it be all the above? History is repeating itself with today's opposition doing everything possible to stay in power and cover their tracks. So, how many more assassination attempts will there be on Trump? Are other truth tellers and peacemakers using the weaponized government and lawfare actions before we figure this out? Anyway, I believe we're going to find out all the conspiracy theories will be revealed as conspiracy fact, the real news, just 6 months or to a year in advance. The deep state weaponized agencies, global elite, in their lust for power and wealth and world domination, all have dirty hands when it comes to these events. The legacy news also played a role to squash anyone who questioned the party line. So you're going to see a legacy news vanishing from the scene, along with their networks. So it's already happening. Ratings have tanked and the anchors fired. There's podcasts out there that have 10 times the ratings of legacy news right now. So they're going to fast become a thing of the past. People are tired of being lied to, and anybody with any kind of, that's not logic impaired, is starting to see through this, that they've lied to us over and over and over, and they just keep lying. There's no shame, no guilt, nothing there. They're narcissistic liars is what they are. So that's one thing. That's probably one of my necromancers is getting rid of, is I really have an issue with liars. I do not like liars. And so anyway, I've just resigned to letting the karma take its course. And but it does get me a little riled up sometimes, because people lie right to your face and you go, you're insulting my intelligence, and why are you doing that? And you call them out on it, which they need to be called out on, and then everything hits the fan. But anyway, the only thing that's changed now is there's a new sheriff in town with the dream team that's going to get to the bottom of all of this. Everything goes back to a satanic Luciferian ruling elite, the international banksters, which actually own the Federal Reserve, and their brute squad, the IRS, neither of which are federal to fund all of this chicanery. I really think about this. You really need to use logic on this and see what's going on. They weaponized the agencies and paid crooked politicians and the lamestream media to do their bidding. They're funding, racial and gender divisions globally, multi-million dollar studies, why monkeys throw shit, do rats on drugs have gay tendencies, gay movements and sex changes in other countries, gay children's Sesame Street, gay performances overseas and in the military, DEI programs, billions going to the Taliban, ISIS, other terrorist organizations. The list goes on and on, using your taxpayers' dollar through NGOs and private shell corporations. They're also funding multi-million dollar projects, pushing the LGBTQ plus, whatever, I could go on and on, agendas, child gender mutilations globally, sex changes for prisoners, all part of the demoralization program of the global elite. So let's repeat that. The New World Order has a demoralization program to take down America and other countries. And one of the tools in their bag, and the social engineered left is carrying out, is trying to morally corrupt and take down this country, basically. So, and they imported millions of illegal aliens, criminals, the insane, terrorists, and their open border policies, overtaxing the systems, paying for their health care, housing, and lavish hotels, food, even cars, and the purchases of businesses, while ignoring the needs of the veterans and struggling Americans, which is totally appalling to anybody, that has any moral fiber whatsoever. So anyway, all of this is to overtax the system and take down America. So you got to realize who's behind this and what their goals are to figure this out. So they knew there'd be a culture clash, and that was their intention. They don't care if you're white, black, brown, or green. This is an attack on everyone with the end goal of population reduction, reduce everyone to serfdom, and establish themselves as the New World Order ruling elite. It's that Hegelian principle, problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem, they let you react, and they come in and act like they have the solution, but the solution is getting rid of those who created the problem. That's the real solution. So I want you to reason this. Why would you refuse to stop child and sex and drug trafficking unless there was a personal benefit, some gain? Look behind all the gaslighting and stay focused on the left's actions. Wait till they release the list which politicians and high officials are named that have taken donations from the cartels. Most likely, it'll be the same list as the kickbacks from Ukraine. So, anyway, serious investigations need to be done on politicians, actors, musicians, billionaires, all screaming the loudest. That's where you want to go if you want to find out where, all the, just basically criminal activity has been going on. So, anyway, we have to ask who is funding these paid demonstrations and attacks on Trump, Musk, Dodge, and his administration? Again, carrying out the will of the people, promises made up upon which Trump was elected, the real democratic process. By the way, we do have a restored republic, not a democracy, where a socially engineered mob rule of the past is coming to an end. So how can any of these people claim to be saving democracy when the vast majority of the people have spoken and are fully behind Trump's promises and policies? With a 4%, some of these politicians have a 4% approval rating. Some, and as a whole, they have a 21%, lowest in history. So, I mean, we're talking most at 4%, the highest numbers, maybe 21, 24%. How can that be a democracy when the vast majority of the people are saying, no, we don't want your policies or your beliefs, and we don't want this shoved down our throat? So anyway, you got to start re looking at this just with base logic anyway. So in truth, they're saving their own corrupt asses in their attempts to keep funding these egregious crimes against humanity. So anyway, the racial and gender divisions, open borders, riots, lawfare, even today's demonstrations all were and are now NGO funded by misappropriation of taxpayers' dollars, set into motion by the fallen global elite. In every sense of the word, Americans are being forced to pay for and participate in events that can only be deemed immoral, out of integrity, and criminal, and participate in their own pain, suffering, and demise. I mean, that's how any logical person would come to the same conclusion. So, anyway, Elon Musk, a target of the Democrats and their puppet masters, is now being targeted due to exposing the extreme waste, corruption, NGOs set up to kick back taxpayers' money back to the corrupt politicians and fallen global elite. This includes DEI, the Green New Steel scams. He brought the astronauts back, is building incredible, extremely affordable tiny homes, solving the homeless and housing crisis. He has incredible new green technologies, water purification, waste disposal. It's just a matter of time before the free energy and anti counter-gravity and healing technologies roll out. So, yet the socially engineered paid demonstrators are destroying his vehicles and dealerships and assassinating his character. And according to his research, all this has been funded by ActBlue and other Soros-backed organizations. Australia is asking, should we deem Soros as a terrorist and kick him out of our country? But I think we all need to do that. So anyway, organizations you paid for with NGOs kicking double back to what the global elite paid to start these organizations. So, they'll spend like maybe $1 million and to start these organizations and end up getting $2 million back or plus, from these NGOs that were created. And they just funnel your taxpayers' money right back to these global elite. Anyway, Americans are paying billions of dollars to screw themselves with the how dare you expose us Democrats leading the charge. So what is ironic is so many Democrats drive Teslas, electric vehicles, in their environmental virtue signaling and are now being targeted by other Democrats, social justice warriors that are totally socially engineered. They can't use base logic to figure this out, and their vehicles are being torched, keyed, shot, and they have turned on themselves. So I guess they didn't think that went through like all their other policies. So it's almost insane because it turned around on them. So, and now there are the chemtrails, mislabeled as geoengineering, toxic fog, a deadly soup of chemicals, biologicals, parasites, and they're responsible for the carcinogens in our air, water, and food. This is destroying the country's health, creating a slow kill and depopulation program. And they're now bragging about spraying, good old Gates is bragging about spraying glyphosate and Roundup and sulfur dioxide and, basically battery acid in the clouds. So here comes more toxic acid rain. Literally, say goodbye to your lungs, your forests, your gardens, and organic food, unless, it comes from a greenhouse. And unfortunately, most of them have to use the tainted water that's coming to them. Anyway, so, we got to really use some base logic and real science to look into all this stuff. And it's a no-brainer. When you spray a bunch of heavy metals and toxic chemicals and biologicals in the air, you're going to have an adverse effect, just like the vaccines. But anyway, that's where MAHA comes in with RFK, which will expose and put an end to all this, much to the chagrin of the Green New Deal Democrats. So word has it, everyone involved in the chemtrails will be prosecuted. And there is a colonel at the local Air Force base here in Washington who brags about spraying SETI. He refers to it as a UFO ranch. So you might want to look into that. I believe it falls under the big T word. So what about your oath of office, Mr. Colonel? So where is the EPA, the FDA, and the Air Force? Why are they either turning a blind eye or willing participants? How about the DOJ and the FBI? They were all busy framing Trump, locking up parents, conservatives, and Christians, shutting down churches cheered on by the Democrats. They're still using the IRS as a brute squad for the global elite to take out any resistance to their malevolent plans. So I can firmly attest to that one. Anyway, this weaponization of the agencies is all being, in some cases, already dismantled by the Trump organization. Some just haven't got the memo yet. So they're being taken down, reorganized, or done away with altogether. So we're in the middle of that process. So hang in there. So anyway, all this is going to change, come to light, and be revealed. There's a little secret. All of these morally and integrity challenged people have overlooked, and they're called the prophecies. Universal law and the Great Awakening. So whatever pain, suffering, and or loss you put upon others will return to self. That's a no-brainer, guys. That's an immutable law that's been around forever. You cannot take what is not yours from others or keep any ill-gotten gain. It may take a little while to happen, but you're going to lose everything. Some people in this lifetime can't believe why their life is turned to total shit, and a lot of it's their karma from the past. So, God doesn't have a watch. It doesn't work that way. So anyway, everything will be revealed. No rock will be left unturned, and all the iniquities will be shouted from the rooftops. Where have we heard that before? Anyway, Buddha had a few sayings on that one too. What we're now seeing is a return to universal law, the original Constitution and Bill of Rights, and new Declaration of Independence already filed, again ending all foreign interference. This includes the Federal Reserve and the IRS, neither of which are federal. They're foreign. They are and always have been foreign operatives, international banksters. So the 16th Amendment was never ratified, as proven in previous court cases, which is why previous heads of the IRS and auditors quit. They were confronted with the truth and in court. And they lost, and they said, "I can't enforce this anymore." And so, any of them left with any integrity whatsoever are going, "Wow, I'm working for a very dark group here." And they've left. So, anyway, it also says, and I believe Section A taxes are voluntary. The only people that have to pay taxes, according to Section A and their own code, if the IRS is legitimate at all, are those working for the federal government or living in Washington, D.C. Some top senators and high courts have revealed taxes are voluntary. This knowledge is surfacing. Their karma is being exponentially accelerated and amplified in the days to come. So, if you want to know the future, just look at the deeds, look at the deception. what has been hidden in the karmic reaction, all of which is deed driven. So you're morally and integrally challenge idols, movie and music stars, and politicians, billionaires, some of which are eugenicists, are all being exposed. So, and here's a good one. Did you know the FDA just ruled the mRNA experimental injections mislabeled as vaccines cause cancer? So you might want to think about that before you march your family down to get their, flu shots and whatever shots, and make sure there's no mRNA in those shots, any of those shots, because they're starting to put it in everything. They're even putting it in meat, and they're trying to get it into everybody. They're putting it into not just livestock, but they're injecting deer, everything, thanks to Zuckerberg. So be careful out there. Anyway, they're bioweapons fueling big pharma, $1 trillion industry. Big money is making everyone sick, then offering the solutions, which is in most cases, they're neither safe or effective, provide any healing or protection whatsoever, as the research, the real science has proven. So they only provide symptomatic relief, creating dependencies. You know what really irks me? I'll go on YouTube and see what's the latest thing. I love watching those game capture things and stuff like that. And you just get bombarded with these commercials, about this, about prostate cancer, about this cancer, about get your injection now, and all these things. And then at the end, they list all the side effects. And it's just like it's insulting when you hear the side effects. You just go, I don't want that. I'm not going to stick that needle in my arm, or I'm not going to take that pill. And especially when there are safe remedies and a lot of other options out there. But a lot of it is food should be your medicine. And there's a lot of herbal remedies out there you can do, and a lot of detox programs. The latest information on ivermectin is amazing that they're coming out with and what it does. So anyway, the latest evidence shows the gain of function research was paid for again by your tax dollars as well. Bioweapon labs in Wuhan and Ukraine. The gain of function research was against the law in the US. That's right, Ukraine, the child, drug, and sex trafficking capital, the most corrupt country on the planet with a morally corrupt comedian for president, is funded by the US. One of Putin's top generals was assassinated for releasing the evidence of the Biden-sponsored bioweapon labs in Ukraine and the extensive child trafficking. So, follow the money. Same old thing, the global elite and the deep state house of cards is collapsing. It's destiny and all part of the prophecies. So we're going through unprecedented times, a quantum leap in evolution and freedom from tyranny. So if you need more understanding in this matter, let's establish a flow chart so you can understand what's really happening. So hang on just a second. There are seen and unseen forces at play. I don't care if you're religious or whatever, are not religious. This is a fact. So there's satanic, Luciferian, demonic, reptilian, the Orion Alliance, a consortium of negative ETs, driving much of what has been happening for thousands of years. Their human puppets are the fallen global elite, ancient families going back thousands of years, all the way back to the wars of the negative side of the Anunnaki with the benevolent side. They do rituals, black magic, child sacrifice. The more oppression, pain, and suffering, the better. It energetically feeds their unseen masters. They are the war and disease profiteers. There's God, Creator, Great Spirit, the Absolute, which is, in its most unlimited understanding, is just pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. It's like the sun given constantly, the all-loving, all-forgiving, omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient God, Jesus, and many other saints and sages and prophets referred to by many names. And, did you ever contemplate why the old statues of Mary have her standing on a serpent? Michael slaying a reptilian? There are the little g gods, some benevolent in service to creator, some self-serving, while others throughout history were technologically advanced and spiritually backwards. passing themselves off as gods. They created many religions in their images and beliefs. They were the inspirations behind the images of jealous, wrathful gods alongside of loving, peaceful gods as represented in your sacred books and ancient texts. So you really got to get in touch with your ancient history, the real history of Earth, to figure this out. So there's always been a historical multidimensional clash on Earth between those that fell from universal law and those who maintained it. The fallen ones rose to power backed by unseen negative influences. Their reign, along with their draconian law, is finally coming to an end. And people are becoming empowered to make their own personal God, creator, great spirit connection, whatever name you want to give it, and going within, releasing the graven images of the external little g gods. That's what we're going through right now. The temple, is and always has been within. A little known prayer of Jesus was, "Beloved Father, let them become one as we are one." Sit with that. Think about it. And why do you say God is closer than the hair on your head? If God is omnipresent, God is the hair on your head, so the logic there. Do not let yourself be guilted, out of or allow fear of being punished to stop you from making your own personal God connection. Love is the ultimate power in the multiverse. It's the birther and cosmic glue that holds everything together. Love casts out all fear. Even Paul said, when you're walking in love, you're walking with God. So, and that's a no-brainer. But always remember, being a Christ or a Buddha doesn't mean being a doormat. So, as we rise in greater levels of self-love and self-respect, we're going to have to start setting, bigger boundaries with those that trespass on that. So we're going through that right now. People are setting boundaries. People are waking up and going, "Whoa, I'm not doing this anymore." They're seeing what's really going on. And that's what we're in the middle of. So there is a great reset, a great awakening underway. Those in the higher realms call it planetary liberation or ascension. The chaos we're experiencing is moving from one world to the other, a bifurcation of worlds. Some call it moving from the negative timeline to the positive. So here are some things to watch in the future. I think it's important we give people a little heads up on this. So France, Germany, and England are trying to start World War III by going to war against Russia. And that will bring China into it as well. So, it's totally narcissistic and suicidal. And despite what will happen to their people, this war nicely fits into their depopulation agenda, as other wars. They'll freeze the euro, the banks will give IOUs, and they will use the people's money to fund their senseless war based on deception. The wealth is already leaving Europe, so they'll be eventually, they'll have to freeze all accounts. So when the people realize what they're doing, they'll revolt, and this is already happening. The EU will declare a financial war on the United States, possibly even a physical war. Depends on how far it goes, and this has already begun. And this will bring Russia and the US closer, once again becoming allies. I mean, it sounds far-fetched, but you watch. A lot of people thought the Berlin Wall would never go down, and it's down. And we told people before that, before it went down, we told people it was going to happen. And they go, "Yeah, right." So anyway, remember the EU leadership is mostly New World Order, morally and integrally challenged pedophiles entrenched in the satanic Luciferian death cult. So don't forget, Russia is an Orthodox Christian country at war with the satanic Luciferian cult. They kicked them out of Russia along with the international banksters a long time ago, and they're trying to conquer Russia in return. That's the real foundation of what's going on. The first coup where Ukraine succeeded from Russia was sponsored by the US and NATO, and the war was started by Zelensky. England was very much involved in that too. So they had it all worked out. They already had a peace treaty signed and agreed upon. England and the US under Biden killed it. So now do you see what's playing out here? It's basically biblical, but it's got to be some crazy stuff. So anyway, the people will rise globally against this tyranny. The EU is doomed financially and as a world organization. It cannot withstand the weight of its own karma and the will of the people, awakening en masse, which is already happening. They're a paper tiger without America when it comes to Russia. And they've always lost support of America. They've already lost it. They've lost the support of America and the people globally. So people are already figuring this out, and despite what the mainstream news is telling you. So there will be threats of nuclear war, but this will not be allowed by the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. They live among us and have their bases here. And they, along with the beautiful many ascended masters, saints, and sages, are helping the white hats rid the earth of the negative ETs, unseen negative influences, and their puppets. And it's going to get chaotic, so prepare physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Heal any old wounds and traumas from past experience, past lives as well. Make your own personal God, creator, great spirit connection. Your guidance needs to come from the heart. There's a cavity next to your heart, and it's the house of the soul. Your soul is connected to God. And this is what should be guiding your thoughts and actions. This is also where your protection comes from. The greatest threat to the dark hearts is unity and the awakening of the divinity within the individual. So now for the UFO disclosure news flash, the new push for disclosure has again failed. The same controlled narrative, limited hangout, planned opposition program has latched on to the new whistleblowers, dragging them into the new and improved controlled narrative. They're ignoring the ongoing contacts with spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, our ancient ancestors, that are here now and have been contacting those of impeccable integrity and high moral character, something not present, in most of our leadership and our past leadership, I should say, and especially the UFO community. So those involved in the controlled narrative and planned opposition are financed by the satanic Luciferian dark money. And they're morally and integrity impaired, yet they control the narrative. And this is why you don't have contact with the benevolent ones. Right there, that's all you need to know. That, they control the documentaries, what gets aired, who speaks at the major conferences, and you have to stay within their sandbox, a very limited hangout sandbox, basically. The satanic Luciferians are in exact opposition to the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. Who they pay their homage to is a much darker force. So many benevolent ETs are based on Earth, surrounding the Earth, protecting us from the malevolent ones. The negative ETs, which have been censoring the authentic, preventing contact, are being removed now up to 90%. Their morally and integrity corrupt puppets and spokespersons are being exposed in our next. So many are doing the bidding of the malevolent ETs, knowingly and unknowingly supporting the controlled narrative. They use gossip, slander, try to discredit those who are authentic in their desire for fame and money. And that, my friends, is why disclosure has failed for over 80 years now, and it will continue to fail. So, how long is this going to go on? The real disclosure is coming from the skies. It's happening with those who rose to the occasion, raised their frequencies, and did their shadow work. The rest is carnival. It's a disempowering, poop-slinging shit show. And not only the monkeys throw feces, humans are good at it too. They just throw it in the form of energy and thought, So anyway, the competition and backstabbing in the spiritual and UFO community is epidemic. And what is sad is the driving force behind those at the top is fame, money, and basically getting laid. It goes even darker. Do your research into the character of some of these people before you join them or make donations. You really need to do some research. So it's totally opposite from bringing out the truth and contacting spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders to assist in a quantum leap in evolution. So these beings, they transcended war, poverty, disease, and as long as morally and integrity challenged people control the narrative, disclosure is doomed unless you want to play with malevolent ETs, which unfortunately has been the case. So enough said on that. Stop giving your power away to those of ill intent, self-serving, and doing the bidding of the dark arts. And doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result, is a form of insanity. As Einstein told us, make your own contact, your own personal connection to God, creator, and great spirit. You'll meet ET along the way, some benevolent, some not. So learn how to heal unseen negative influences and keep yourself shielded and protected. All of this information is on the website, eSETI.org, and books, workshops, the Healing of Unseen Negative Influence section is free. I would advise everybody to be doing that now as the veils between worlds start getting thinner. A little advice for contactees and experiencers: always tell the truth. Do not embellish it. There are those waiting to find a flaw in your story. Some will attack like ravenous dogs for various reasons. We've already spelled those out. Move away from any need for acceptance and approval outside of self. Practice loving detachment and be true to your soul purpose. This was advice given to me when I began going public almost 40 years ago with fully documented contact, and it's still being censored. So don't think they will not try to censor you. And don't take it personal, it comes with the territory. It is going to implode on them. It's going to be, a master once told me. He said, everything comes from one point and everything returns to that point. And he said, be the point. And so, if you're the point of truth and the point of contact, real contact, you don't have to fight. Everything's going to come back to you. And they will take care of it. They will undo themselves, the dark arts. So, it's funny, through all this chaos, I go, everyone goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm just picking coffee. I'm just sitting here watching it all, watching all the effery go on. And it's all sorting itself out. So anyway, eventually it'll all come back to the truth. Okay, here's some more breaking news. On the lighter side, scientists just found pillars underneath the pyramids going down 2 kilometers, wrapped like coils, and they were shocked. Here's another I told you so moment. The pyramids were massive energy generators providing all the energy needs for a very advanced civilization, including their ships. Have you ever seen the skulls of ancient Egyptian leaders? Nefertiti, was, and her, she has this huge elongated skull going back. They came from the stars. They were actually the ancient Lemurian, often referred to as the Anunnaki, but Anunnaki is an ambiguous name because Anunnaki just means those who came from heaven to earth. And so a lot of beings were coming from the sky and setting up camp here on earth. So anyway, people are going, all the Anunnaki are reptilian or they're this or that. Well, actually, Marduk made a pact with the reptilians and went against the peaceful Anunnaki. And that was the beginning of draconian law. So Enlil and Marduk were part of that. So that's all being done. And so anyway, we devolved, not evolved, and are still behind previous civilizations that were coming and going for over 600 million years. The Heians were one group nobody even knows about. Anyway, do a little research on the Tartarians. Ask yourself who created the glass-lined tunnels, 300 million years old. The tunnels that connect all the pyramids, some of which have installed maglev trains unbeknown to the people. And our deep state boys have used them for their maglev trains. So anyway, we have to ask ourselves, who created all those temples we cannot duplicate today? Could you have possibly been lied to about our ancient history? Duh. It's like, also we said earlier during the eclipse, watch the telescopes and the sky watchers start posting UFOs. This is where the real disclosure is happening. It's coming from the skies. Let's play those clips of the UFOs and the flying by the moon. Okay, last night I was meditating and communicating with a Pleiadian named Siaya. It's kind of an interesting name. And she's the captain of a mothership. And I was told to take a picture above me. And so here's her cigar-shaped ship. You know, it was just after I finished the interview with Michael Sala with Exopolitics. You know, I had a meditation. I said, "Hey, did I get it right? Did I say everything needed to be said?" And they said, "Yes." They were really excited. And she said, "Look above me." I looked above me, and I could see flashes and something fuzzy there. And she told me, she said, "Take a picture." And so I grabbed my phone, and I just took a picture above me. And so ended up with this beautiful light ship. Looks like a cigar shaped ship. So anyway. So there you have it, a grounded view of what's happening on earth and in the heavens. And so remember, enlightenment means being in knowledge of everything, the light and the dark and everything in between. So don't settle for half truths. So some are going to tell you everything's dark, everything's evil, and some are going to tell you everything's good and there is no evil and there's a gray area in between. So anyway, you know, again, always do your research, drop into the heart, see if it's true for you, and definitely use discernment in the days to come. And know that all the chaos we're going through is the healing. It is the healing process. So everything is being revealed, everything is coming up to the surface to be healed, amplified, and you know, karma is having its way. And so there will be a reaction to these dark heart's actions. So hang in there, get your feet on the ground, find yourself a good source of fresh water, eat close to the earth, and do your prayer and meditation work and learn how to heal unseen negative influences and keep your fields clear. Because the veils between worlds are getting very thin, and not all your thoughts are yours. They're coming from other entities that also have mental and emotional bodies, and some aren't even physical. So might want to learn to a little self-mastery and protecting your own energies. Anyway, on that note, have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, stay safe. And don't forget to prepare on every level, like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, every level, because we are going to go through some exciting times. Anyway, have a great evening and good night.
Built your ancient temples. It came to right or wrong. We left our children to oversee a civilization at its dawn. Our children, they have fallen. Forgotten noble virtue, they were left here to serve our seeds we left behind, like they. Just as well. Yet now it is time to awaken. Divinity. sirens tease her over. Separation, greed, and control. It is time to lead yourself from your own heart and
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support.